I don't want to put my name and my support behind someone that I can't trust 100%.
I literally had to drag and beg him to run again.
They chose to get me out of the race for someone they can control by threatening to withhold support from me and making unfound claims that I had no support.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, Politics. Just before Election Day, we'll cover the election picture in Saratoga Springs, Troy, and Pittsfield. Well, less than a week before Election Day, allegations surfaced in the race for Saratoga Springs Public Safety Commissioner. And as WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard reports, several prominent Democrats are not supporting the candidate who will appear at the top of the ballot.
On Friday afternoon, several letters were published on Facebook on a page called Moving Saratoga Forward, a group that has supported conservative candidates. The letters were written by a woman named Stacy Fayville, addressed to Kendall Hicks, the Democratic candidate for public safety commissioner. Fayville of Johnstown served 7 years in prison after pleading guilty to use of a child in a sexual performance in 2010. The Facebook group raised questions based on the content of the letters surrounding the character and history of Hicks and his relationship with Fayville. In a follow-up statement in which she acknowledges writing the letters from prison, Fayville writes, quote, "The implication that Mr. Hicks was a pimp based on private letters is reprehensible," end quote, and said her words were taken out of context. Speaking with WAMC Wednesday morning, Fayville said she wrote the letters to Hicks, but said he had no knowledge of them. Fayville, who declined to speak on tape, confirmed writing the statement attributed to her that was sent to WAMC by the Hicks campaign. Asked by WAMC about the allegations and the letters from Fayville, Hicks claimed they were stolen by an ex-partner. He said he supported Fayville when she was released from prison and that he was, quote, "the only person that gave her a chance," end quote.
"That's all. I've been a friend to her the whole time. And if that's a crime, then I'm guilty of that. But that is all that I'm guilty of. I didn't do any of what she did. I wasn't involved in any of what she did. And she will tell you that herself."
Hicks also defended himself regarding a July report from the Times Union that detailed a 2013 encounter with police in Gloversville when he was charged with assault and reckless endangerment.
"It was a case that was dismissed. The parties involved moved on."
Hicks was not endorsed by the Saratoga Springs Democratic Committee in his bid for the open commissioner post. Committee Chair Sarah Berger said she did not know about any of the allegations until after petition signatures were submitted.
"I don't know who knew what and when, but I can say that the Democratic Committee did not know about any of this until it was too late."
Several prominent Saratoga Springs Democrats this week announced their support for Hicks's Republican opponent, Robin Dalton. In an emailed statement from Dalton's campaign, support came from Mayor Meg Kelly, former Commissioner of Public Safety Chris Mathiesen, and incumbent Commissioner of Finance Michelle Madigan, all Democrats. Here's Madigan.
"I have heard about the allegations regarding Kendall Hicks. And I do believe at this time he is not the appropriate person to run the Department of Public Safety as a result. Now, these are only allegations, but my feeling is that this is not the appropriate office for him as a result of these potential allegations. And I don't know yet whether they're true or not, but we don't have time to fully explore that at this time."
Narrowly defeated by Patty Morrison in a June primary, Madigan is running for a fifth term on the Working Families, Independents, and SAM party lines. Dalton will also appear on the Independents and SAM party lines. Madigan says she thinks Dalton is the best qualified person for the job. A group of Democrats that includes former leadership of the City Democratic Committee that supports Madigan over primary winner Morrison says it is not involved in raising allegations against Hicks or supporting Dalton. Dalton, who did not respond to a request for comment in time for this broadcast, said in the campaign release, in which she received the endorsement of the Democrats, that she is, quote, "honored to have earned the endorsement of these distinguished city leaders," end quote. Also not endorsing Hicks is Dylan Moran, who is running on the Democratic line for Commissioner of Public Works, a member of the City Democratic Committee before and after the leadership shakeup. Moran said no allegations against Hicks were brought to the committee.
This information was not made available to us. And as such, when you find out about it after the fact, it's really disappointing. And as such, I talked to him directly. I was not satisfied with the answers I was getting. And so I chose at that time to disassociate myself with his campaign.
Another who withdrew support for Hicks is Democratic County Supervisor for Saratoga Springs, Tara Gaston, who is running for re-election.
I do know that I was concerned enough with how he dealt with the allegations with me that I chose to withdraw my support because I don't want to put my name and my support behind someone that I can't trust 100%.
Hicks repeated to WAMC that he did not seek an endorsement from the city's Democratic Committee, which he described as being in turmoil following its change in leadership. Committee Chair Berger said the committee has a crazy situation on its hands related to the public safety race, in which the committee did not endorse any candidate. She said she intends to examine changing the committee's bylaws and how it handles primary elections after the November 5th election.
Because as the Democratic Party continues to grow in Saratoga Springs, I think we're going to see more primaries. We will become a city of primaries, more like, you know, a bigger city like Albany or something. I think that's the direction in which we're headed.
Hicks calls the election the most contagious and most crazy thing he's ever seen in his life.
It's just a shame that we could not run our campaigns on the issues and what's important to the citizens of Saratoga.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.
The candidates running for Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council seats in five wards met at Berkshire Community College on Tuesday for a series of debates, and our WAMC Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landis was there.
Former City Councilor James Arponte moderated the conversations in conjunction with Pittsfield Community Television and the Pittsfield Gazette. Former Councilor Kenneth J. Warren Jr. drew a bead on incumbent Ward 1 Councilor Helen Moon's employment at the Berkshire County District Attorney's Office, where she serves as Director of Special Projects.
I will not have to worry about my employment potentially conflicting with my review of important police issues.
First-term Councilor Moon, who is also a registered nurse, responded.
I am beholden to no one other than the voters who have elected me, and I serve them to the extent that they allow me to advocate and provide critical care for the community that I love.
Ward 4 Councilor Chris Connell, a property manager, is facing Mike Merriam, a FedEx employee. Connell touted his support of city tax lien sales to find new revenue for Pittsfield.
My votes on the council during the last 8 years prove that I have worked tirelessly on solutions for the city and supporting our most vital departments.
Merriam, a supporter of Mayor Linda Tyer and her bid for a second term, connected Connell to a support of mayoral candidate and at-large city councilor Melissa Mazzio.
My opponent was at a campaign rally for one of the mayoral candidates. And she said in introducing him, and I quote, that I want to thank Chris for running because I literally had to drag and beg him to run again. I will say this, no one had to drag and beg me to run.
In Ward 5, political vet Jonathan Lothrop is facing newcomer Patrick Cavey for his old seat, which is being vacated by Donna Todd Rivers at the end of the year.
I had the privilege of being your Ward 5 city councilor for 12 years. I barely had a chance today to talk about many of the things I had a chance to do, which was included changing the arc of the nature of politics in this city. We used to have a series of done deals that were done before the residents even knew about it.
Cavey topped Lothrop in the preliminary election.
I've knocked on 1,845 doors. I've listened to you, and you know that I'm ready to work for you by the conversations that we've had.
In Ward 6, former Ward 7 councilor Joe Nichols hit opponent Dina Guayle-Lampiazzi, noting that he'd lived in the community for over 8 years.
My opponent has lived in our ward for barely a year and doesn't know the ward's history. As a Ward 6 resident, I am troubled by the fact that my opponent works for the district attorney's office and sits on the Pittsfield Licensing Board. If she is elected to the city council, conflict of interest issues will arise and require her to abstain from voting.
Well, I think it's very unfortunate that my opponent is running on a campaign of fear tactics and misinformation.
Guia Lampiazzi serves as director of operations for the Berkshire County DA.
And if that's not the case, then he just doesn't understand the role of the district attorney's office, nor does he understand that a member of the licensing board cannot sit on the city council. And I would be resigning anyway. So there will be no conflict of interest.
Current Ward 6 Councilor John Kroll is stepping down at the end of this term. In Ward 7, former Councilor Anthony Mafuccio is running against former post office employee J. David Pope, a Vietnam vet who describes himself as a Bernie Sanders Democrat. Mafuccio.
I had served on the city council from 2006 until 2010. I have sat back for about a decade now, watching our city end up with a stale government.
Pope recalled the city he visited as a youth from Lenox.
I grew up coming to Pittsfield, the Boys Club and the YMCA, in the 60s and the 50s.
Incumbent Ward 7 Councilor Anthony Simonelli is not seeking re-election. Pittsfield voters will determine the city council makeup on November 5th, when polls are open for the municipal election from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can hear all the debates at WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.
There was a shakeup in the race for mayor of Troy just 1 week before Election Day. WAMC's Jesse King has that one.
After dropping out of Troy's mayoral race for what he said were family reasons earlier this month, Republican Tom Riehl is back in, and he's naming names. At a press conference Tuesday morning, Riehl said he was pressured by Rensselaer County GOP bosses to suspend his campaign against first-term Democrat Patrick Madden and third-party hopeful Rodney Wiltshire. Confirming a Times Union report, Riehl says he was pressured to leave the race in an explosive October 7th meeting with County Executive Steve McLaughlin, GOP operative Richard Crist, former City Councilor Jim Gordon, and former Congressman John Sweeney.
They chose to get me out of the race for someone they can control by threatening to withhold support from me and making unfound claims that I had no support. By re-entering this race, I am saying no to the rule by bullies that is now becoming the norm at every level of government.
Early voting has already begun, and Riehl's name was on the ballot regardless. Riehl says the Republican leaders abandoned him in favor of Wiltshire, hoping to set up a head-to-head race.
Calls were not being returned. I would reach out to particulars, and I wouldn't hear back from them, both at the city and the county level. Things got to a point where I couldn't avoid the fact that that Mr. Wiltshire was appearing at several fundraisers, that he was appearing with several of our candidates, and I needed answers. And it appears that the answers that they wanted to give me were essentially just to get out.
Riehl says he was instructed to endorse Wiltshire at the October 7th meeting, which he refused. The 37-year-old veteran, whose campaign has centered on improving city services in the South Troy pool, says he initially planned to run for Troy City Council until city Republicans tapped him to run for mayor. Things changed by October 7th. Riehl says he was met with mockery, gaslighting, and indirect threats to his current position as a legislative aide in the New York State Senate.
There were some overt threats that were made that the county party would refuse to carry petitions for Senate candidates if I were still employed at the Senate. Daphne Jordan and whoever the candidate would be against Senator Breslin.
A call to the county executive's office was not returned. Wiltshire is a former city council president running on the Green and Independence lines after losing June's Democratic primary. In an interview with WAMC, Wiltshire said he had no knowledge of the October 7th meeting other than what he read in news reports. In any event, he says he's confused by Riehl's reentry this close to Election Day.
Doesn't make any sense. Ballots have already been cast. Absentees, early voting. This certainly doesn't make any logical sense. And for somebody to step out because of very bona fide family reasons and then a week before to come back in really shows a conflict and, in my opinion, a very bad lack of judgment on Mr. Riehl's part.
Riehl is probably facing an uphill battle since Democrats have a sizable enrollment advantage in the city. He wouldn't rule out working with McLaughlin, but calls the relationship strained at best.
I am not beholden to any party. I will not claim to be an independent candidate, for I am the candidate on the ballot for the Republican and Conservative parties. But it is clear that I am the only candidate in this race who will be an independent mayor.
For his part, Mayor Madden declined to get involved in the spat, releasing a campaign statement that says in part, quote, From the start, our campaign has focused on my strong record of success, end quote. Reporting from Troy for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.
That does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. And if you're able, make sure to get out to the polls on Tuesday. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.